This is Destiny.
I'm Lewis.
This is our Two Parts Life podcast.
You and Jack, without a plan.
Embrace where music is going right now.
It's going down.
No, it's not.
Sneaky abyss. Music is terrible. Like, you
get post-traumatic stress gets to the best of us. Right. We all go through it. Like, when I see a belt, sometimes it reminds me of getting a whooping. Sometimes I just don't put one on. You know.
No. You want to go protest?
I don't.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, it's going outside, and I don't have time to be going to jail.
Hello, hello.
We're back.
We are back. Two Parts Life in the building. The gruesome twosome, Destiny, Lewis.
Okay, so you're just going to introduce me?
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm Lewis.
And I'm Destiny.
Yes.
And we're Two Parts Life.
We are Two Parts Life.
Back again.
Yes.
Yet another week. And contrary to our theme music, this is going to be real heavy.
Heavy, heavy. You got so heavy, baby. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, but I wasn't going to say nothing.
Come on, dream girls. Okay. How was your week?
Oh, my week was so long. Working 12, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's mind control. Sleep deprivation.
Well, they got me.
You try to tell you.
They got it. Yeah, so how was your week?
It was cool. It went by. It coasted by. It wasn't too fast. It wasn't too slow. It just kind of coasted. Nothing really exciting happened. Not that I can recall this. Not at this particular moment. My sister asked a lot of questions that she probably shouldn't ask, and I just tell her like.
I want her to know, because
I feel like the questions that she asks are for her parents to probably discuss with her, but, like, okay, she, we're watching Law & Order, and they're performing a cavity search, right?
Okay.
So she was like, a cavity search? She's like, so they were searching his mouth? And we're like, no, you know, they were searching other areas. And I just like, you know what? A cavity search, like, when they talk about cavity search, they talk about searching your butt or, like, your nether regions where, you know, they're cavities, basically. Like, it's not just relegated to your teeth. Like, you know, like, why am I having to have these conversations with the child? She's so innocent.
Because y'all got her watching Law & Order, which she probably shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But we had to break down the cabin. Well, what can you, you know, you can carry drugs up there.
I mean, this is a little bit more like that. Okay, so.
Like, that's what a cavity search is for in prison, because they were in prison. So, I mean, that's always fun. You know, one day she asked me, had I ever had a yeast infection? Because the commercial came on TV, she was like, "What's the
wait?
Like,
how old was she?
10, I think."
Oh, okay. Well, she didn't really know.
Yeah, she doesn't really know. I don't know, but I feel the need to tell her because if she gets it from somebody else, it's going to be just wrong. So
yeah, it is. It's like, you know,
yeah.
That tooth in the back. Yeah, you know, that's where they go in and they take that tooth out, and then what's left is a cavity.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
And then they search it.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I don't lie to the babies, but it's kind of like when I get kids, we're gonna have to talk about these same issues.
Hopefully I'm not. Ready for that. Hopefully you let them watch Law & Order when it's appropriate. At the appropriate age.
She's old enough now. Like, now she's 14. Mm-hmm. I mean, but she's just she hasn't been exposed to that type of stuff. So,
well,
I guess she wouldn't. She's only thinking that cavities are. When you think of cavities, though, don't you normally think about teeth?
Mm-mm.
What do you think about when you think about cavities?
I think about that commercial with that little boy. And he said, cavities.
Yeah.
That one. That's what I think about.
It's teeth related. But, yeah, other than that, other than asking uncomfortable questions, you know, providing...
You mean answering?
Oh, yeah. Answering uncomfortable questions, providing the youth with knowledge. That's pretty much...
Look at you, doing your due diligence.
That's all I got for this week.
I'm so proud.
But,
But anyways, yeah. This week is over.
Yeah, it's pretty it much is. Over. So
I guess let's
get into these topics.
Yeah, we got some heavy topics today, and
well, just one big topic.
I mean, with little subtopics,
right? So this but is
it's,
like a
it's very important, and I think that people, you know, we need to stop being afraid to talk about these things, and you know, really, you know, get down to at the end of the day, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. To us, what does it mean for us,
yeah,
and whatnot. So let's get into it. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about racism and the effects of racism. More specifically, I don't know how to like group it together, but like just like within the news today, what we're seeing today, this is like mainly about how they want to call us thugs in the media, and they want to make black people out to be so bad, and that we commit all the crimes and we do all the drugs and we're wild and reckless, but it's not us.
It's not all of us. We, of course, we contribute and we do our share, mm-hmm. but I think...
But we're not the only ones.
No, we're not the only
and
ones.
And that's how they want it to sound.
No, the media makes it...
Wants to portray us as these wild savages.
Yeah, that create all these problems for people and that pretty much...
And we deserve the punishment that we get. We deserve to be shot in the street. We deserve it.
I mean, the media will lead you to believe these things, yes. if you keep, you know, paying attention to it. And the reason why the media exists is because y'all fools keep watching it. So, I mean, whatever. If you stop watching foolishness, maybe they won't show it. So that's why I don't even watch the news. I think the news is just there to pretty much scare people, you know.
It's informing, too.
Okay. Yeah, but they pick and choose.
They do.
They pick and choose what they want to tell you. Yeah. And it's not like the 90% of the news is just all good things and then you got 10% bad. It's, no, like, it's like really like 95% is bad. And then, you know, the other 3% is to scare you. Mm. And then the other 2% is maybe, you know, somebody saved a cat from drowning or something.
Yeah.
You know, but the media will lead you to believe that black people... Mm-hmm. are the worst. Black people are people who you should fear. Black people are going to take things from you. Black people, you know, it's just, we're just portrayed to be terrible people and right. a terrible culture and a terrible race. You know, speaking of culture, I guess that's not true because white people and other people, but mostly white people, always try to take our culture away from us. They want to have everything. You know, they want to be everything and they want to take everything and they want to, like, you know, Iggy and her rap career or whatever you want to call that. I don't call it rap. I don't know what you want to call that. But they want to wear our clothes, play our music, but they don't want to be us.
Have our lips.
Mm-hmm. Have our butts. Have our bodies. But they don't want to be us. And I just think that's ludicrous, but whatever.
Stand-up guy. Shout out to a stand-up guy who listens to the podcast, provided us with this chart.
Yeah, we'll put the information on the Facebook page just in case anybody wants to look at it.
His name is Jabo. We can call him that.
Okay. Thanks, Jabo.
But no, it's a chart of statistics for, now this is just 2012. Like Destiny stated, we're going to have this up on our Facebook page, Two Parts Life. And it's just a chart showing the different crimes that are committed by all races. So just to kind of go into my point about earlier, how they make it out that black people commit, you know, drug related crimes and
Just terrible things
that happen.
Forcible rape.
9,027.
So 9,027 white folks rape people.
As opposed to 4,512.
Black people. And so right there, the number is higher for whites.
And you got aggravated assault, which is at 188,505. Larceny.
Burglary is 147,000 whites. Mm-hmm. Versus 67,000 blacks.
So burglary is like what?
Taking from people.
Robbing them.
Yes.
Coming into their homes.
Taking what they have. But we're, you know, the mm-hmm. white women clutch their purses when they walk next to us. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to take something from
Look
them.
Look at this. Even vandalism. Vandalism is 125,987 as opposed to 44,000 blacks. 44,650 blacks.
I mean,
commit vandalism.
Yeah, look at arson. So white folks, they love to burn shit down. Because you got 6,500, you know, arrests for 2012 versus 283 arrests.
Okay, down here you got sex offenses, 38,063 whites. And it says, except forcible rape and prostitution. So just like other things. Aside from that, you've got 38,000 white people as opposed to 12,000 black people that have committed sexual crimes.
Yeah.
Drug abuse violations is 800,000 compared to 300,000. I'm just like rounding off in these numbers, but the exact number for the white people is 801,196 as opposed to 372,914.
And that's a huge margin.
Right.
You know,
So you know, you want to say drug abuse, and you've got,
you know, we're made to be the ones
who are smoking weed.
Yeah,
they just had 2 Chainz on Nancy Grace, and he was talking, and she wanted to, you know, make him look stupid, like her whole
plan. And she failed.
Yeah, miserably.
Epic failure. Alcohol or liquor laws.
Mm-hmm.
You got 275,000 whites that got caught versus the 46,000. Blacks.
And let's not forget how in the
drunkenness.
Yeah. What's drunkenness?
Drunkenness is 324,000 whites versus 62,000 blacks.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that they target our neighborhoods with the alcohol. Like you go into black neighborhoods and you see more billboards, more posters and signs for
alcohol or tobacco products.
Right.
But see, this is the thing, though. Even with all that advertising, according to this table,
mm-hmm.
they still
mm-hmm.
commit more crimes and do you know, more wretched things than we do.
Right, but it's not seen that way. Even when, like, with how Trayvon Martin was depicted in the media, how Jordan Davis was depicted in the media, they couldn't find anything on these young men as far as being thugs, except for that Trayvon Martin smoked weed.
That example that you used earlier when we were talking about this, where you use the example of the woman,
right? And it goes along with that too, is that, you know, women and their rights. And that's why I understand the feminist movement, is because it's like any time a woman comes forward and says, oh, I've been raped, we got to pull up her whole sexual history and what she even did the night before. And
to
justify why it is that she was raped, because there is a rape culture, which is like a whole nother podcast. But to justify that, you know, they want to justify shooting these young black men in the streets by saying, oh, they're thugs. And, you know, it's so... And even the whole thing as far as, like, with Mike Brown, how they want to pull up his past and call him,
you know,
a bully
yeah.
or whatever like that. So it's okay to shoot bully. I mean,
It's
not okay to shoot anybody. So just because he was a bully, even if he was a bully, did that justify him being shot in the street, left out there for hours on the ground? It all boils down to, you know, you feel threatened. And isn't that funny how we don't have to be armed? Our presence alone threatens you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to control us is to shoot us or kill us.
But according to this list,
right,
we should be feeling, we already feel threatened by white folks anyway, because this is the kind of things that they do. They just shoot people when they feel like it for
right.
no reason. They take things, according to this list, they mm-hmm. take things from people mm-hmm. whenever they feel like it.
Right.
You know, they want to act crazy in the street mm-hmm. and be disorderly whenever they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
According to this list, the table should be turned and we should be afraid.
Right.
We should be the ones that you know, are standing up and shooting them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But as a people,
mm-hmm.
our culture, our people don't act like that. That is not even our nature.
It's not. It's really not our nature to be. We're not
murderers. We're not wretched people.
We're not drunks.
You know, that's just not our culture.
Right. Like, if anything, we can attribute to, like, the inventions. Like, we invented the traffic light. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a major invention.
It is, but they only... But that's, like, the little petty-ass Black History Month shit that right. they always try to do.
Right.
You know, when they use the same... people over and over and over. George Washington Carver invented peanut butter. Like, who the fuck cares about peanut? There's other things that we invented.
Right.
You don't, every year you don't have to say that George Washington Carver invented peanut butter.
What about the dude, the Black man that performed the first open heart surgery?
Oh, that was played by, like, Mos Def in that movie, right?
Yeah.
But they don't. They don't shine like. I mean, but right. but George Washington Carver sticks to my mind because every year they say that this man invented peanut butter.
Or Martin Luther King, like what he did. You know, I mean, they to give it's them the some same credit. It's the
people,
right?
Every year, mm-hmm. it's not.
But it goes deeper. It's also deeper than that. Like, I know. Even with Rosa Parks, that yeah. whole. Movement was deeper than what is taught to us in the history books.
Yeah, they don't even talk about Mae Jemison, which is like the first Black astronaut, and she just so happened to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Come but they on. Don't right. they don't say they don't talk about things like this. This is not in the media. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about that same nigga that's making peanut butter and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, George Washington Carver, we get it, mm-hmm. you know, and we're grateful because you made peanut butter. But there are other Black people that have attributed to, you know, this world.
Do you like peanut butter?
Only with peanut butter and jelly. But I don't like it by itself.
And even with the, like, the riots and everything that go on, even with that, they highlight that. But if you look at it closely, and I'm even guilty of this, too. If you look at it closely, it's the same. They play the same scenario over and over again. But then you got, you know, and then Black people are coming up and they're putting these memorials up and mm-hmm. they're being torn down by the police. You know what I'm saying? But how often does that make the news too?
It doesn't make the news. But you know what? That Vine video that you showed me, I wonder if we can put that up on the Facebook page. Because
That was just like a perfect example of racism.
Just blatant racism. And then you don't care. You dead ass wrong. And you don't care.
Right. You don't care. And you just, like,
So here's the thing. There's this Vine video that Lewis showed me. And it was about some type of protest that they had about a building that they were going to tear down. But I think they were going to either tear it down or do something to it. Right. And then, you know, this man comes on and he says,
like, I pay my hard earned tax dollars. Have gone into this. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, did you get it from your welfare check? What was that? Like, really? Oh, did you get it from your welfare check? That
was... And then you should have saw the way she looked. Because he was like, I ain't never been on welfare a day in my life. And then she looking like, he's lying.
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Of course he's on welfare. He's Black.
Yeah, and I'm like...
And it's things like
I'm
that.
I'm looking at that, and I'm like, how can you let something so prejudiced just fly out of your mouth like that and not even feel just a morsel of remorse? But see, here's the thing, because that's who they are, and that's their nature.
And we're in... It's like... It was said, like, racial slurs and racial remarks are abuse. They're a way to oppress Black people. If you can knock a Black person off his game, how do you... I always say this. It has to do with the mind. How do you destroy the body? You start with the mind. Once you take the mind out, the rest of the body is yours.
Well, so if you take my legs out, then I'm pretty much done for. So
if I can get to you mentally, you're done. So if I can come on here...
Not if you have a phantom brain.
If I can come on here and make you feel bad about your Blackness... If I can come
then
on here...
Then you could basically tear me down.
Tear you down. Like, if I can talk about your hair... Like, I love the whole natural hair movement. And I encourage you that are thinking about natural hair to
just,
go ahead and do it.
Go ladies. Ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do
We're
it.
We're not telling you anything. I went through it. I had relaxed hair. I cut off all my hair. I'm on my second big chop right now. Mm-hmm. I cut off all my hair. It's just hair. And I promise you, it'll grow back.
Right.
But it'll grow back and it'll be so pretty. But...
And it's freedom. Like, know this. This is your freedom. Like, you getting you not getting a relaxer or getting a perm is a statement of your freedom. Let your locks fly. You know, don't let nobody tell you that it's nappy, that, you know, oh, you're not going to be received in society. Or
because that's not true. It's too many of us that are natural now. So they have to just kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I don't hate on anybody who chooses to, you know, be Europeanized and, you know,
wear perms
and wear their hair straight. I don't judge. I'm not judging. Mm-hmm. But if you're thinking about doing it, if you're thinking about going natural, just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. It is so liberating. But you won't know that feeling. It's not a feeling that can be described.
Right.
You just have to go through it yourself and do it yourself.
And that's all that, you know, we want to try to make everybody aware.
And try to encourage people to just be you. We're conditioned.
Yeah.
We're conditioned to think lower of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're conditioned to think that we're not pretty, mm-hmm. that we're ugly.
Yeah. And the darker that we are, the worse looking that we are.
And that's not true.
And that we're not accepted.
That's
and like, why is it that I'm accepted? Because I'm lighter skinned as opposed to my darker skinned counterparts. When it all boils down, we're all black.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sitting next to a white man and I have to go down for, and somebody has to go down for a crime, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm. No matter how light you are, it's like, going to be you because you're still black at the end of the day.
We can have on the same suit. It's not even about me, how I dress. We got on the same suit, have the same education, come from, have similar backgrounds, be raised up in the same suburban areas. But because I'm black, I'm going down.
Yeah, like somebody told me today. And that's exactly how they're going to treat you. Never going to be equal. You're never going to be, you know, you're never going to be one of them. You're never going to be white. You're just black.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, kind of break the cycle. Mm-hmm. You know that we're conditioned now because we just told you.
Right.
You know, try to look out for the things that they're trying to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Try.
Because it's out there.
It is. But and it's been out there. And it's there. And it's just, you know, the more they condition us, the more that our people are asleep,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the harder mm-hmm. it's going to be to wake them up. And when you finally do wake up, you don't want it to be too late.
Like, and it even goes down to, like, being arrested. Okay, we were talking about all these crimes. We're arrested for little petty crimes like drug possession. Not even murder, just drug possession. You get more time for drug possession as opposed to you killing somebody or as opposed to murder.
And that's sad because drug possession, drugs were put out there for us. So they were dropped off basically in our communities. So when we pick them up, they pick us up.
Right. And we get these outrageous sentences. Like, yeah. People are getting sent away for 20 years, 25 years.
And then you have murderers doing 2 years.
Six months for good behavior.
15 months. You know, the Oscar Grant situation. What he did, 15 months
mm-hmm.
for just shooting an unarmed man mm-hmm. in the back. You know who Oscar Grant is? The Fruitvale Station?
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. got 15 months. You murdered somebody. You killed
right.
somebody.
That is a
person that cannot be resurrected.
Exactly.
And like, you got 15 months, but yet and still, you know, you get picked up for drug possession. You got 25 years.
And you got a felony. And we know what a felony does. According to Michelle Alexander, I believe everybody, I'm even going to read this book. It's called The New Jim Crow. And she's just talking about one of the points that she makes in her book. And actually they had a chance to listen to a lecture of hers.
And she has a whole lot of lectures on YouTube. Her name is Michelle Alexander.
Yes. Please check her out. She is so informative. So, I mean, like,
I guess that could be YouTube discovery. Michelle Alexander.
Okay.
You just have to look up her works, though, and she talks a lot about the Jim Crow laws and about the prison systems and how mm-hmm. it's unfair and how we're targeted.
Mm-hmm. And the parallels, like, she really discusses the parallels between slavery and being in prison and having a felon. Like, once you get a felon, all your rights as a person are stripped as if you were a slave. And seeing as though many of our black and brown people are targeted. 80 to 90% of people sent to prison are black or brown.
Yeah, because we're put in situations and then we're being targeted, you know, in the, you know, poor neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We're being targeted.
Yep. And then once you get a felon.
A felony.
A felony.
Why do you keep calling it a felon? We can tell you don't have one.
Once you get a felony, stripped of all your rights, you face employment discrimination, you're denied the right to vote, which is so important. Like, you know,
important on a lower level. Right. We'll say local that.
Voting, yes. Like, this past election in November, social media came through again. There was such people want to raise awareness about voting locally, because you have control of who your congressman is, who these judges are, who your district attorney is, whoever, your local government. You have control over that. So it was a lot of black people getting out there voting, because I feel like this, if they didn't want you to vote, then they wouldn't take it away. I mean, if your vote didn't matter either way, then they wouldn't take it away.
No, I think we need to clarify that, because there is a difference between local voting and the presidential voting.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Because presidential voting really doesn't count. It doesn't matter. They, you know, it's been said that, you know, it's the illusion to think that your voice matters and all that shit they ran when Obama was getting... That nigga was already chosen. They just wanted niggas to come out and vote so they can make the election look better. But no, they already chose Obama. And if you don't know that and if you don't believe it, watch. Watch. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But I wouldn't even waste my time going out there to vote. But if you are one of the people who like the illusion and who need the illusion to think that your vote matters as far as voting in a presidential election, go right ahead. There's no judgment. But I do have to put that out there, because, you know, some people really do think that presidential elections are chosen by the people, even though that snafu with Bush happened. And
yes, the miscounting. Was that not like the perfect example? Like it seemed like it always...
That was the perfect example of why voting for a presidential election does not matter.
A recount? How many? Did they have to recount like twice?
It doesn't even matter. They shouldn't have had to recount nothing.
So, oh no, too many people. But
too many people want the other one. So let's just redo it.
Let's dump all these out and recount them. This has to be wrong. I know that many black people didn't come out and vote. Shaniqua didn't come out and vote. Shaniqua and Chaquanda, they had too many kids. They didn't come out and vote. Let's recount this. So yeah. So and Daquan wouldn't vote in that year. We have to recount these votes. But yet, 70% of employers won't even consider your application if you have a felony.
Yeah, you just have like this stigma that follows you around. If you have a felony, you might as well be dead.
Mm-hmm. Public housing.
Don't let you have a felony with kids.
No.
How are you going to take care of them kids?
How are you going to take care of them kids?
If 70% of employers are discriminating against you and not, so you're not giving, so that means.
As soon as you check the box.
No, that means out of 10 jobs that you apply for, 7 of them are going to already tell you no.
Right.
Off the rip.
And it's including places like McDonald's.
Burger King. Yes. The little small mediocre jobs. Right. The jobs mm-hmm. that don't even pay enough for you to survive anyway.
Right.
They're now turning their backs on you.
Yep.
You know, and they have the right to. And it's totally legal.
Right.
It's legal. And that's the crazy part. It's legal to discriminate against somebody who has a felony right. because they've made a mistake, mm-hmm. because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, mm-hmm. or because they just didn't know the extent of the crime.
Exactly.
And how they were going to be treated after their punishment mm-hmm. or after their sentence was served. Mm-hmm. You know, which is
crazy.
Because
they were lied to, because they were told that they could get a plea bargain mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever the case was.
Or they were told that once they do their time, they're free.
Exactly. Hello. Message. Public housing discrimination. It's required. Like, not only like housing projects, but even like independent.
Like income based or privately owned.
Right. Private. They can discriminate against you.
For the first year after you've gotten out of prison.
5 years. Five years.
Well, first.
First 5 years. You can't leave anywhere for the first 5 years. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go after you get out of prison? Where are you going
to go? You're going to go to family members' houses.
But even if you go to family members' houses, they run the risk of being evicted because they're housing a convicted felon.
Yeah.
And then
not,
you go,
but it's not, I think there's kind of like, you know, a little bit of So you're just gonna open a soda on the okay.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Whatever. But there, I think there's certain, you know, requirement. I think that they do tell you that if anybody's living in your house, they must be on the lease. I think that's kind of like a blanket rule. Go ahead and drink your soda.
Homeless shelters, you can't even go to homeless shelters.
You can if you steal somebody's ID. But that would be committing a crime, so I wouldn't do that. But yeah, homeless shelters, you know, they won't take you in if you're a felon. Mm-hmm. So where are you going
to
go?
Back to jail.
Where is warm and safe?
That's what happens. You like the people, felons that get out of jail, it's like within a 3-year span, they end up going back.
And that's crazy. Not all of them.
But there's a certain percentage. I got to look that up. We'll put that on the website.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that, you know, making people aware of how they will be treated after they get out of prison or jail, mostly prison though, mm-hmm. because prison is where you get the felonies from, not jail. But I mean, after you get released, you have to know that you're going to have the stigma. Mm-hmm. You think, okay, yeah, I'm getting out, time served. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. You're right. Going to go around the rest of your life carrying this felony on you.
Right.
And it's just going to be like on that scary movie with that girl that was sitting on that man's neck. That's going to be that felony, sitting on your neck everywhere you go, weighing you down until you die.
And then get this, y'all. Okay, so I've been, you know, in a couple of visiting rooms. I have had family members that have been in prison, state pens or whatever. They have posters about being, you know, in your child's life.
It's not even funny.
They have posters about being in your child's life, and you know every child needs a good father. But you know,
how are you gonna do that?
9 times out of 10, how you gonna do that if you sitting up in jail
between some plexiglass?
Right.
I don't understand. Why would you? Is that like a supposed to be a slap in the face?
I guess
that's just blatantly disrespectful, and I'm not here for that.
So, what it boils down to is that. We want you guys to be aware.
But not only that, mm-hmm. I'm going to say this too. Mm-hmm. When you commit a crime, mm-hmm. if you think about all these things that are going to happen to you if you're a person of color, mm-hmm. might happen to you if you're white, mm-hmm. but it's most definitely going to happen to you.
Though. It's a couple that fall in between the cracks.
Yeah, it's a couple. It's a couple of us that fall between the cracks too, but but mostly we're going to get it because we're black.
We're filling the cracks.
But the thing about it is, if you're thinking about committing a crime, think about the fact that you might get caught. Think about the fact that at the end of the day, your family has to serve that time with you. Mm-hmm. And your family has to deal with you when you get out. Mm-hmm. And your family has to help you get back on your feet. And your family has to house you. And your family has to feed you and clothe you until you're able to do it on your own. But it's going to be hard for you to do it on your own because remember that stigma that we talked about. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to find a good job. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to do the things that you want to do right off the bat because you are a felon and you have a stigma. It's like a big black Abilify jacket that's on you and that will not get off. We could just call it the red Michael Jackson jacket.
Well, why would you call it that?
Because that's what it is. It's going to be like everybody's wearing white and then here you come with that red jacket on. Oh, that's the felon.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and treat him bad.
Yep.
And make it so that he can't feed his family and can't provide for his children, mm-hmm. because he made a mistake. And you already know about three strikes, but we're not talking about those people because those are people who apparently don't care about the rules of society.
But even that, like with the lady who shot up in the air, you know, because her husband was abusing her.
Oh, yeah, that case is still going on. But she got denied, right? She got
And she denied, all she did was she shot warning shots up in the air.
Yeah, but she was a felon, right? And when you're a felon, you cannot be in possession or around firearms because that's illegal.
But why go so hard on her?
Like, because what about she's this man black. That's
beating her? You know what I'm saying?
Who cares about him? He didn't kill her.
He just beat her up real bad.
Just beat her up real bad. And because she's black and because she had possession of, because they're forgetting, they're not even taking that part into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she has a child.
No, right. They're not even taking that part only part they're taking into consideration is that she was a felon, mm-hmm. and she had a gun. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's the bottom line. And they don't even want to hear none of that. They don't want to hear none of that. I got beat. My eye socket is hanging out. They don't want to hear none of that. All they hear is blah, 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 black, blah, 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 firearm, blah, blah, felon, blah, 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 black felon. That's all they hear. They don't want to hear nothing else. And so because of that, she's not even given a fair trial. And there's people out here protesting for her every day, mm-hmm. writing her letters every day. Them people don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care about her. And she's going to probably get the extent of the law, mm-hmm. just because she's black. And because she is a felon with a gun. Because they're not even thinking about the fact that she was beaten. They're thinking about, okay, where did you get this gun?
Right.
And why do you have it? But with that being said, I just want to kind of shed some light a little bit on my Facebook post. A couple days ago, I posted a post on Facebook. And it basically said that, you know, I'm unapologetically black, mm-hmm. and that the things that I say, you know, are facts and not personal. And if you perceive it as being negative, then basically maybe you should just reevaluate what you're doing, because that goes along the lines of, if you are not what I'm talking about, if you're not racist, mm-hmm. you know, if you love black people, if you understand black people, then 9 times out of 10, I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to the people who do have,
to that lady that thinks we all have welfare checks, and that's how we pay our taxes with our welfare checks.
By no means.
That's who we're talking to.
By no means am I talking to people who love me, because I do have white friends. I have a lot of white friends. Mm-hmm. You know, am I besties with them? Mm-hmm. Only a handful. You know, that I've known since I was a child, and they know who they are. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking about, you know, everybody that I know. I'm only basically talking about the people who fall into these categories. Mm-hmm. If you are racist, then I'm talking to you. If you are prejudiced, then I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. But if you love black people, if you understand black people, if you are trying to be a better person, and if you are trying to figure out why you think the way you do, you know, and you listen to this podcast to kind of get into the minds of black people and to try to figure out, okay, how can I be a better person? Then this is what's going to help you. But by no means am I saying just blanket across the board, all white people are racist. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying that. Right. But if you think that I am, you probably are racist. If you think that I'm talking to you, you probably are racist, and you probably need to reevaluate some things that are going on in your life, you know, because at the end of the day, we all have to live here together. If you don't understand us, that's not for you to go and shoot us in the face. That's not okay. And I'm just, you know, glad that more and more people every day are kind of waking up and seeing the wrong that's going on in the world.
This is the greatest thing. Social media, so great. Vine, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. It's a great time.
We're it's a great time to be black. We should love being black. Yeah. And
celebrate it.
We should. Yeah. It's something to be celebrated, because we have been conditioned to think less of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we said this earlier in the podcast. We're conditioned to think that we're not good enough, mm-hmm. and that we're not pretty enough, and right. that we're not small enough, or that we're not tall enough, or that we can't do things on our own. And we can. We have the power to do anything that we want to do. We need to stop running to these other races, especially white people, to get things that we can do on our own. We don't have businesses. We need more businesses. We need more people who have skills or are willing to do something other than run and work on somebody else's job. Because when you open up a business and when you have a business, what you're doing is you're adding to the gifts that we have as a community, you know? So we need to get out here and get these businesses going. We need to stop running to them for everything and do things on our own. We need to stop running to their stores, and we need to create our own stores. Stop relying on them. And we can do it ourselves. We have enough money between us, even though we still only have one half of 1% of the wealth. It's still enough. It's still enough. It's still enough for us to make things, you know, on our own.
And we can do it. Like, that's the whole purpose of keeping us down and making us think that we're nothing and that we can do nothing, because they know that if we do come together, we'll take over.
Yeah, and we'll be super powerful. You know, they won't be able to stop us then. Right. Once it all clicks for everybody, mm-hmm. You can't stop us,
right.
Because our race would just dominate. We dominate sports. We dominate music. You know, the white folks is taking our rap from us, but we're gonna make up a new genre like we always do.
Even in movies, we can perform real good for y'all. That's all we can perform.
Yeah, we can
show up, shuck and jive.
Mm-hmm. We can tap. Yeah. We can dance. We can play sports, and we can act. Because a check is a check to some people, but it's, you know. And I used to think that too. I used to go, well, I got my money, not realizing that, okay, when I go to work, this is time spent away from my family. Mm-hmm. Who needs me more? This job or my family?
And we give so much to these jobs, too.
Yeah, more to these jobs than we do to our families.
Yeah.
And that's kind of backwards once you think about it. So we need to step up. We need to start creating some things on our own. We need to stop running to them for everything that we can do on our own.
Because we can do it. We're so capable.
And this is the only time that I'm going to talk about this race thing. Because going forward, it has to be understood. If you feel like I'm talking to you, then I'm probably talking to you. But I'm not saying that all white people are racist.
Never our intention.
But this is the one and only time that I'm going to say that.
This is raising awareness. This whole podcast is about raising awareness.
And to wake our people up. And you know, our focus is to better people.
Yeah.
And make people aware of what's going on and how we're being treated. So I guess the moral of this story is, now that we've made you aware of what happens when you commit a crime and then go to prison and then get out, we just hope that you think twice about, you know, trying to be up in the traps and trying to sell dope and stuff like that. You just think twice about doing it. Think twice about being a goon.
They control the music. They control what we hear. They, you know, it's all like we're targets. Like, they're targeting us, and this is how they keep us under their thumb. Like,
so we just
if we want to aspire to, you know, the things that are put before us, then that's all we're going to be. And even still, like, we work so hard, and it may seem like, you know, they put a white face on the product. Like, we'll make a product, and it could change.
Like Black History Month, like they do every Black History Month, and that the only thing that we get credit for is peanut butter.
And Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is like just
that's the stupid ass made up holiday.
And Black History Month is just kind of thrown to the back of their head. And
yeah, because people care about Valentine's Day. You walk in Walmart, you don't see Black History calendars and Black History memorabilia and all that. No, what you see is box of chocolates and teddy bears and roses everywhere.
Right, and it was like the Walmart put that stuff up in January 1st.
Yeah.
January 1st.
If you just pay attention to these things, if you pay attention to what's around you, you'll see how they're trying to erase our culture and how they're trying to remove us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So this is why we do this podcast, to make you aware of what's going on. And I'm gonna say this one more time. Not all white people mm-hmm. are racist. But if you think I'm speaking to you, then I probably am. So you can come holler at me and we can figure this thing out together.
Mm.
We can figure out why you feel the way you feel and what can you do to make this situation better. Because we're here to help and uplift. So with that being said, this is it. We're done. We're done with this podcast. It's off my heart. It's off of my shoulders. Because I don't have a felony.
Goodbye. All I can say is good. What? Nah, but yeah, we just hope that we're gonna continue to do this from week to week. You know, we're gonna enlighten, we're gonna empower.
And we got a lot of things planned, a lot of special guests, so
yeah.
Just stay tuned. We can't wait. Can't wait. But
come with us.
Like always, you can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podomatic at 2PartsLife, the number 2, PRTSLIFE. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or if you just need a little bit of help, a little bit of motivation, you can email us at 2PartsLife@gmail.com. That's the number 2, PRTSLIFE. @gmail.com. Peace.
All right.